of Jerusalem. A father sadly looked into the eyes of his children. He said, "The time for sacrifice has come. Our sins must be covered, our wrongs must be atoned." The younger one said, "I don't understand why our sins can't be forgiven without the killing of my lamb." The father took the young child by the hand and said, "There will come a day when the Lion out of Judah will become the Lamb of God and take our sins away. There will come a day, no more sacrifice is needed. Perfect grace will be completed, oh my child. There will come a day." One day in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "If it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." He knew the plan of God would have to be, but in just a few short hours, he would die on Calvary. His humanity cried, "Lord, any other way." His divinity rose up and said, "This price I'll have to pay." And just before the Father turned away, he said, "There will come a day. Your defeat will turn to victory, for the cross that you carry bears the weight of all the world. There will come a day when the bloodstains in your hands declare the hope of every man, oh my child. There will come a day. Each day that we live among sin's awful curse, the evidence of darkness seems to only get much worse. We cry to God in anguish, 'Lord, how long will you allow this evil world to just go on and on?' But all of us who made this God our choice can listen in our spirit, and we can hear his voice. He calls our downcast souls to rise, rejoice, rejoice. He says, "There will come a day when reveals the King of glory, and the mighty name of Jesus will forever be proclaimed. There will come a day. No more night, no sin, no sorrow, no more longing for tomorrow, my child. There will come a day. No more night, no sin, no sorrow, no more longing for tomorrow, my child. There will come a day. There will come a day.